To celebrate the 200th anniversary of the birth of Verdi this year, Washington Concert Opera will be starting their new season this Sunday, and that will be with a little-known opera, actually, by Verdi. It comes from his extremely productive period of the 1840s, when he produced something like 14 operas in that decade. This was based, as many of his works were, on a literary work, and this is a play called Die Rauber by Friedrich von Schiller. We know it in English as The Bandits. And I have in the WBJC studio a DC native, tenor Rolando Sanz. Thank you so much for coming up to talk to us about this, Rolando.
Pleasure to be here.
So this story based on Schiller, what is the basic premise of it?
The basic premise is the story centers around Carlo. Carlo has been away at university studying. And while he's been away in true operatic fashion, he's joined a group of bandits. And he's left behind back home his father Massimiliano and his brother Francesco, as well as his beloved Amalia. And his brother Francesco, in his thirst for power, is really hoping that Carlo stays away.
And how does your character fit into the whole scheme of things?
Arminio is the messenger guy. He works for the family. And especially in early Verdi operas, we have kind of these cabaletta starter characters whose job it is to come in after the lead character has pined for something or had their slow aria expressing their emotions of the moment. And then suddenly, usually someone runs in, is the news flash of some news changing, and then we have the cabaletta after. So Arminio serves that purpose in the opera quite a bit. But what makes Arminio different is that he actually is a three-dimensional character. He works for Francesco, for the family. And Francesco, while he's trying to take over power, has Arminio dress up in a soldier's uniform and come back and tell Amalia and Massimiliano that Carlo has been killed in battle. And for the rest of the opera, he really regrets having done this. So while Francesco is in his thirst for power and tries to bury his father alive, Arminio actually rescues Massimiliano, the father. And so Arminio tends to be the go-between between all of these characters who are all either hungry for power or being a bandit or head in the clouds in love. And he's a small character, but he very much has a conscience.
The idea of concert opera is so fascinating. It seems to me to be sort of like a cross between oratorio and a fully-fledged staged opera. Sure. What is it like to perform?
You know, as an opera singer, personally, one of my favorite rehearsals is our Sitzprobe. It's after the staging process has been completed, and we get to focus back on the music. It's usually the first rehearsal with orchestra, and I think I speak for a lot of colleagues that it's really the rehearsal that as singers we live for. And so concert opera is really just a large extension of that. We're usually in concert dress, as we will be in this performance, so there's no costumes to battle with. There is some staging, but it's very much orchestra on stage, singers in front, and all of our attention can be on the music and our interpretation of it. And it's really liberating where even mid-performance you can focus some of the attentions that are sometimes elsewhere in staged opera, really focusing on the delivering of the text and different musical nuances that you wouldn't necessarily have the wherewithal to do.
I've been speaking to tenor Rolando Sanz, and this is about the Washington Concert Opera opening performance, and it's Verdi's opera The Bandits, which will be coming up on Sunday at 6 p.m. at Lisner Auditorium at George Washington University in D.C. And for more information, the web address is concertopera.org. Rolando, thank you so much for coming in.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.